Hey everybody, thanks for joining me for yet another episode Reinvent Yourself Podcast. So today's episode, we're going to touch on the mindsets, the many types of mindsets. And the two mindsets I want to focus on today is the two basic mindsets, and that's the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. Your mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. It influences how you think, how you feel, and behave in any given situation. It means that what you believe about yourself impacts your success or your failure. Your mindset can influence how people behave in a wide range of situations in life. As people encounter different situations, their mind triggers a specific mindset that then directly impacts their behavior in that situation. So when we are talking about your fixed mindset versus your growth mindset, it's many different avenues depending on the mindset that you have at any given time. So your fixed and growth mindset. If you have a fixed mindset, you believe your abilities are fixed traits and therefore can't be changed. You also believe that your talent and your intelligence alone lead to success and efforts is not required at all. And that's those people that have that fixed mindset. So just remember that. And then if you have a growth mindset, you believe that your talents and your abilities can be developed over time through effort and persistence. So people with a growth mindset don't necessarily believe that everyone can become like the next, like Bill Gates, Einstein, Mozart, you know, Steve Jobs or anything. Just because they try. But they do, however, believe that everyone can get smarter or more talented if they work hard at it. So that's like many examples I want to tell you of people with like a fixed mindset. If you ever hear yourself or someone around you speaking of a fixed mindset, one of the phrases, either I'm good at it or I'm not. That's just who I am. I can't change it. If I don't try, then I won't fail. Like, you can't think like that. You can't put yourself in a box or a bubble. I always like people to live outside of the box, to look outside, to broaden your horizons. And that's the difference from having a fixed mindset and having a growth mindset. If you have that fixed mindset, it pretty much is end out, be out. You're not going to try nothing new. You're not looking at the world in a bigger picture. You staying safe and secure in your tiny bubble that you have been accustomed to since you were a child. And if you have a growth mindset, many phrases that people may use is, I only fail when I stop trying. I can learn to do anything that I want. I am constantly evolving, or you are a constant work in progress. And the more you challenge yourself, the better you become. So when you think of that, you're looking at the big picture. You're looking at what can become. You're looking at what you can be. And that's what we as everybody, we need to understand that. We need to learn that we can be whatever we want. It's just like wanting to be with somebody. I'm going to use that analogy because we in a generation now that people are fixated on dating. And they want to be with somebody because they don't want to be alone. And that's a whole nother conversation when it comes to healing, when it comes to changing your mindset, when it comes to different things. Because if we are in a situation, and if we're coming from a bad situation, a lot of people feel like in order to get over this situation, you have to get under another, like get with somebody else. And then here it is. It's a ripple effect. You're going to keep hurting. So... But again, like I said, I can talk for days about that. But I just feel like When you have that growth mindset, you are just looking at everything, every possibility, anything. I don't look at anything challenging to me in the sense of I will not get it done. I don't even like saying can't. I have to catch myself if I'm saying I can't do something because I don't like that phrase. I even tell my kids, you don't say you can't. Just say it's challenging or it's difficult. Because if you using something, it's like an open-ended question. You use a certain phrase because you know that eventually you're going to figure it out. But if you use you can't, to me, that's like a dead stop that you can't do something. And a lot of this mindset that we have, the fix and the growth mindset, like the believe it a lot, it comes from childhood. It's something that's instilled in us that we don't even realize. Like mindsets are created by what we can say praising or labeling. And that does occur when we are of younger age. So we don't realize that. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't realize that that's what we are doing as adults now to our children, or that was done to us when we were coming up. Like, you know, so the impact of like a praise, I'm gonna say, like to be praised. So children behave differently, or individuals behave differently depending on the type of praise they are receiving. So just pay attention to what I say. Individuals behave differently dependent on the types of praise that they receive. Personal praise, or praising a person's talents or labeling them as smart, promotes a fixed mindset. It sends a message to anybody that they can either have an ability or they don't, and that there is nothing they can do to change the fact. So just think about all these people, individuals out here that are exceptional at something. Or just go back to think how we were growing up, or what we could be instilling in our children. Our children can be exceptional in one area. In school, we have kids that are great in math, but they are okay in all the other subjects. Or they might excel in science and history, but they lack in other areas. Like, you get what I'm saying? We will praise them in that area versus just praising them in all areas. And just sometimes sit back and just watch. It's the words that we use. It's the words that we use when we are talking to ourselves. It's the words that we use when we're talking to our children, when we're talking to anybody. And people don't pay attention too much to the words that we are using when we are talking. That's why they say we have to talk to ourselves in a soft-spoken tone and with all positivity. Because life is going to happen. We all know that. Life is hard. It happens. It's hurdles. It's stop signs where we have to stop, take a breath, draw two, skip, go back. We have to do all of that stuff. But we have to learn how we approach situations, how we talk to ourselves. And that's why healing is so important. We have to heal in order for us to change our mindset and how we perceive the world, how we look at ourselves, how we look at situations. Because if we don't, we become gullible to what the world is throwing at us. We become gullible and a prisoner. The worst prison that you can be in is your mind. Become a prisoner to your mind and feel like we can't do anything. We can't accomplish anything. Nothing can be done because of our situations in hand. And that is not true. That is not true. Your most greatest weapon that you were born with is your mind. And I instilled that in my boys. I have boys. I instill that in my children since they were old enough to understand that your mind is your weapon. We have to think. We always worried about dieting, like diet. We have to get on a diet. I have to work my body. I have to work out. I want to look good. What about having your mind looking good? Working that muscle. Your brain is a muscle. You need to nourish it. You need to exercise it. Educate yourself. Educate. You know how you can exercise your mind? Is give it more knowledge. Read and getting those breaks that you need. Yoga, meditation, just peace. Be still. Slow down. We have to. Because it's very important not to stay in that fixed mindset. You have to grow. You have to live in your purpose. You have to understand, like, what are you here for? The things that you are supposed to do. What is the stuff that's on your mind constantly that you can't get out of? You just trying to figure out that you trying to understand, like, why does this certain thing bother me? You have to figure out, why does this stay on my mind? I'm very great at this, but I just don't know what to do with it. You started when you realized that you was great at it. That's the first step. Now you got to execute. You know what you could do. You know what you're supposed to do. You know how you're supposed to do it. You know them things. Don't let fear stop us from growing. Don't let being a prisoner of our own minds hinder us from doing what we're supposed to do. Moving to the next step. Taking that next step, because it is very important. Recognizing that you can grow, learn, develop into the person that you want to be is very essential to growth. That's a growth mindset. Waking up every day knowing that you have a purpose and you got to go get it no matter what. That's a growth mindset. Knowing that you see a roadblock in anything that you need done, that's fine. I'm about to find another way. Because there's multiple paths that leads to the same thing. We just have to figure it out. Don't be afraid to step out of that box. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. Because we are smart people. We are smarter than we give ourselves credit for. And it may be some days that we don't want to do it. And that is okay. We have to give ourselves that grace and that gratitude. And we have to understand that it may be times, but it's people out here that's counting on you. And not just family. Not just friends. It could be the person that you walk past every day on the corner that need words of encouragement. That you can give it to. It's people that are watching you, trying to see the moves you make, and to see, like, you know, that gives them motivation and hope that they can make those same moves. So I say this to say, you know, figure out which mindset is you in. If it's growth, keep excelling. If it's fixed, try to change it and see why. Because being in that fixed mindset can hinder you. It can keep you somewhere that you're not even destined to be at. Which is why you're going to always be uncomfortable. So thank you all for tuning in today. I appreciate it. Until again, peace.